Dustin Cole quit. He's making progress. Again, should be okay for Sunday. Eric Fisher is going through the protocol for concussions, and he's making progress. Brandon Flowers is still working to get the inflammation out of his knee, meeting with the trainers and doing his thing. Not a lack effort on any of these. Kendrick Lewis had the ankle sprain going into the game. It's tender and a bit sore, so he won't do anything today either. Congratulations to Dexter McCluster for being the AFC Special Teams Player of the Week. And with that, we look forward to the challenge of playing the Titans. We understand it's hostile territory and against a really good football team. They're playing tremendous football right now. Tribute to Mike Munchak and his staff and what they've done, the players there. So we've got to make sure that we prepare ourselves and stay focused on the job at hand. And that's us getting better as a football team. We've got plenty of room and improvement that we need to make right here.
Is it only the blisters with Jamal Charles?
Yeah, blisters, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In this day and age of all the equipment that football has, how does he get blisters?
Well, he's got them. I'm not sure how it all works, but he's got them, and they look rather tender. So I'd rather just he went through the walkthrough today and did all that, but it's they're not pretty. Yeah, well, we've moved him all around, so and he can do a lot of things for you. We've tried to do some of those, and without overloading him, you can get to a point where you got him so many different places because you're a coach, and you're not having to play the game, and that's not reality. You've got to, it's got to make sense to the player where they're at and why they're there, and you're talking. He's a very intelligent kid and works his tail off, but. I'm trying to be careful with exactly how many spots we put him in. There's only so many places, so much you can function with there.
How do you prepare for a quarterback you haven't seen much of this year?
Well, over time I've seen plenty of him. I mean, when I was with the Eagles, he got after us pretty good, so I'm well aware of him, and got a ton of respect for him. So, and our team here knows him. They've played against him in the past, so I'm not I think everybody knows how capable he is, and we'll prepare ourselves to play against a heck of a quarterback and offense right now.
Maybe back to McCluster for a second. That return of his, the punt return the other day, the punt returns you've had over the years, where does that one rank? I mean, the Giants had some bodies in place. Where does that one rank as far as the work he got done on his own, making guys miss and all of that?
Yeah, well, I mean, that was a pretty good one. I mean, he made a whole lot of folks miss, and I mean, it ranks up there, I guess, with some of the better ones. We have had a couple against the Giants that were good between Westbrook and Deshaun, and this one, he actually had to make more people miss to get to that area. Not that the other ones weren't nice, but this was pretty special, especially at that time of the game when things were so close and we needed a little shot in the arm right there, and he was able to give that to us.
How do you get more out of Dwayne Bowe?
Well, we're getting a lot out of Dwayne Bowe. People are very well aware of him, so I'm happy with how he's playing and his leadership, and he makes big plays when we need the big plays. He makes the big plays, so I appreciate that from him.
How impressed are you with Wayne blocking?
Well, he's doing a good job. He's always been a pretty good blocker. He's doing a nice job with that. He's getting a lot of attention as far as coverages go. They're rolling his way, and you notice those flat defenders are soft. You saw the one, where all these throws to the flat that we're able to do is because they're sinking underneath Dwayne and respecting him for that. So, his time will come. He keeps doing. He comes out. He works hard every day. A lot of fun to be around. He's got a great personality, man. So I appreciate everything he's doing for our football team.
Is he okay with that not being, the guy getting 10 balls a game, 100 yards, 2 touchdowns?
I think he knows how important he is to this offense. So and he's very unselfish. He doesn't get into all that. He just plays, and he's having fun. That's a love his personality. Like I said, I mean, I want these guys to let their personalities show, and he's got a great one, so it's infectious.
Maybe somewhere along the way, the idea of being a game manager as a quarterback kind of became a knock on guys. Is Alex maybe an example of that not being the case?
Well, I think he's good at it. I don't know with other, you know, he does it well, and we ask him to do quite a little bit, so and he seems to handle everything very well and kind of keeps a calm amongst the chaos that can take place during a game. He's able to keep it all in perspective, and demands a lot of the guys around him in his own way and out of himself, so he does well with it. Well, he's an aggressive player. I mean, he's been a good player over the years. You know, when he was at Baltimore, and he's one of the leaders of their defense.
When you look at them defensively, they're forcing a lot of turnovers. What is it that they're doing that is tough for the offense?
Yeah, sure. They play fast. They've got good defensive coaches, and they've got good defensive players that play aggressive. And so they're going to challenge every snap. And you know, it's a mindset they have. It's a mindset that you come in and play with offensively against them. Same deal. So, you know, we look forward to that challenge.
When you guys decided to play Sean McGrath, what did you guys take from him? What did you really like?
Well, he's consistent. There's nothing real flashy, but he's good, solid, consistent football player. You can tell he loves to play the game. You can tell that on tape. Without knowing him, I didn't know him. This was John Dorsey and his staff that had studied him, and you know, Chris was a big part of that, and so he, you know, he had a pretty good feel for him, and he and Doris made that decision, and shoot, we're glad we've got him. Yeah. And both of them are real fast. I mean, really fast. So our defense won't prepare, you know, against Jamal, but they have during camp. But listen, Johnson, he's a good back. You know, I mean, he's been doing it a long time now too, and been very consistent with it. So, and you know, you got to keep those holes real small, because he hits one of those babies and he can. He can go, and he can go fast.
A couple more guys. You had a master early about the punt return. That was set up by that challenge. Can you walk us through the process? Is that something that you see to challenge them?
Yeah, the guys, the coaches in the box gave me a heads up on it. The credit goes to them.
They said do it, come do it.
Yep.
Is there a lead guy on
there? Well, it's a joint effort. I mean, they kind of pass it by each other, and Tom Melvin's been the one over the years that does it, but I've got Brad Childress up there, I've got Nagy up there, you know, and so they were all, you know, put their bit in. So it's but Tom's been that guy over the years, but I've got a lot of good eyes up there, so I trust him.